Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth
has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them
to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Welcome to Exploring Missions, connecting mission needs with those equipped by God to meet those needs across the world or across town. And now, the host of Exploring Missions, Bert Harper.
Many, many times on Exploring Missions, I tell you, one of my favorite things to do is to interview people who are connected with American Family Association. And that is the case today. We talk to them when they go on mission trips. We talk about projects that they've done. And today we're doing one that is very, very special. It is the American Family Studios, and what is coming our way. We're really looking forward to it and what God is going to do. And it's a project that, personally, when I heard about it, I just wanted to see what God would do. And we have experienced part of that by seeing a release of the documentary that we're going to discuss today for those of us who work here. And I want to tell you, for Bert Harper, it was not a disappointment. It was exciting. So today, our guests are those from the American Family Studios, Austin Brooks and M.D. Perkins. Guys, welcome.
Yeah, good to
Thanks
be with
for
you.
Thanks for having us.
These two guys, they're the age of my sons. So it's getting more and more like that all the time, guys, to the next generation. But it is exciting to see what God has done in your lives. And this is not the first documentary you guys have done, is it, Austin?
No, it is not. We have produced The God Who Speaks, which is the first documentary that, kind of the first big feature documentary that we did here at American Family Studios. And Michael directed that one. And then, we produced In His Image as well, which Kendra White directed, but Michael produced that. And I was the director of photography on both of those. And then on this project, Michael directed Culture Warrior, and I helped him produce it and was the director of photography on it.
And so what we're talking about today is Culture Warrior, and it is a new release. And hey, guys, you tell us, SMD, the release is coming, and we have two releases, one for those that are our partners in ministry, and then those that are others that will be released to anybody could get. Yeah. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, on culturewarrior.movie, if you go to culturewarrior.movie, you can watch a trailer right now. But on November 11th is when this opens up to the public, and you'll be able to watch it there on the website. But 2 weeks prior to that, on October 28th, we'll be opening up to Great Commission partners. So if you've already partnered with AFA in that way and you're giving to us monthly, you have early access to this awesome documentary about Don Wildman's life.
And the word you said, awesome, is one I agree with.
I took my own horn a little bit on that one.
Listen, I like it. And it was good, beneficial. And I have to admit, for Bert Harper, it brought back memories. Okay.
Yeah. You remember when we interviewed you or other memories?
Yeah. Well, you know, as they say, I remember when. And yes, it was one of those times. But it was great. It was well done. And again, it's the same quality as the earlier documentaries. Mm-hmm. And that's where you guys have come on board and really done some great jobs, because it's equipping. It's not only information, but it's equipping and challenging. That's what's pretty, that's awesome about it, Austin.
And that's what we really wanted to portray. Like, we knew that we wanted to tell Don's story, and we wanted to talk about his life and what led him to the ministry. But we wanted people to walk away knowing the mission of AFA and why Don did what he did and how God calling him to do what he did has led us to where we are today, continuing the fight, continuing the battle, continuing to fight the culture wars. And so that was just really important to us. We wanted to make sure that there was a call to action, and that we wanted to inspire and encourage people to learn about Don, learn about the ministry, but also to take action and to stand for righteousness.
And Culture Warrior, the person is Don Wildman, our founder, and what a story it is. And from a Methodist preacher in South Haven, Mississippi, I'm going to use the word fed up with the entertainment they had back then, even then, and he decided to do something. He was a man of action. And in this film, you see that. And each one, you go from one action to another action to another action. And that was so exciting, the way that was building, guys.
Well, that was part of the way that we wanted to structure it. You know, this a lot of documentaries may have a narrator or somebody who's describing the action, condensing time. But the way that we wanted to construct it was that it was built primarily around Don's own words at that time. You know, when we started working on this documentary, Don was still with us. We didn't just start working on this, you know, earlier this year. We started this way back in 2018. So with the research, and then started filming and stuff in 2022. But, you know, this is built around things that Don has said. So you hear Don at the time when he was speaking about these things. And so you've got all of this archival footage of him talking about 7-Eleven, talking about lawsuits that he was incurring from artists connected with the National Endowment for the Arts, or Playboy and Penthouse trying to sue Don. And so you get all these stories, and of course you get modern day reflections from people like yourself and others who have known Don, who've been connected with the ministry, who've been impacted and able to give the full picture, we hope, of Don and AFA's mission.
Well, let's dive into that. There's a lot of individual interviews with individuals.
Yeah.
And did y'all discover them as you were going through the archives, or did y'all look to see who the old gray hairs were that probably knew something about it? What drove you to the interviews of the different the family members was given? Okay.
Yeah. There were certain people we knew we were going to interview. You know, Tim is an obvious one, Buddy, Ed, people who've been here for a long time and are already in leadership. But then there's a number of other people that we had to really pray about and weigh out what their contribution would be, because you don't want too many people saying the same exact things or only having the same connection. So you want to make sure to balance everybody so that everyone's contribution is heard and it's just all enriching together. And so, yeah, when we choose people that we're going to interview for any project, we're always weighing those considerations of this person is going to balance this other thing from some other contributor and things like that.
One of the things that really was impressive to me are those that were members of the church where he was a member.
Yeah.
And those relationships started there. And the impression that, you know, they gave was just enriching to me.
Yeah.
To see, hey, it didn't, when he left AFA, you know, offices, you know, his ministry did not stop. It continued into his local church.
Oh, absolutely. And that was an encouraging thing to learn about Don. You know, I knew that he was involved here. I didn't realize initially that he had left the pastorate in order to be here. And then, but even though he had left the formal position of being a pastor, him and Linda were very active in their local church throughout the years. And it was that church, Lee Acres here in Tupelo, and later changed his name to Cornerstone. That was the church that he was a pastor of. That was how he got connected to Tupelo initially. And then that was where they became members when they moved back here to start the ministry, and he left the formal pastorate. But
yeah. And what's amazing, he kept his membership there, and and Linda served there. And I heard one of the greatest things they did was him in the nursery with the kids.
Yeah.
That was the Don Wildman, because you guys may not have known, but when children would come around, and he was like the grandfather, and you know good and well, if Don saw him, he was going to take time to speak to them and care for them and ask about them. That was the character of Don Wildman that those of us that were close to knew about, you know, and your film brings that out. And that was thrilling to me to see that, you know, I know it says culture warrior, but we could also a lover of God's and his people. And he was that man. What motivated, I know you've already said it, but I want you to expand it. What made it motivated you guys to do a film like this? I knew it'd be a documentary, and I know you wanted to tell the story, but was that the only motivation, or were there other motivations?
I think it was, well, leadership kind of approached us and said, you know, we're thinking about, you know, the idea of doing a documentary about Brother Don and about the ministry. And I think just the timing of it, we're about how many years in? 47 years AFA has been around, and we're getting to that time where, you know, the baton got passed to Tim from Don, and Don raising Walker and Wesley, and we're just seeing the growth and the changes that have happened through AFA as a ministry. And, you know, we've got beautiful new facilities here that we have built, and but we're constantly seeing the foundational work that Don established when he started the ministry, and we don't want to forget that. And so I think leadership and us as well as the AFS team, we understand the importance of remembering the reason for doing what we are doing here at AFA, and the importance of remembering the foundation of that. You know, Don cared about stewardship. He cared about the core values of the Christian life. And, you know, we've got those core values on our wall in the main lobby of the new building. But we wanted to create something that would solidify those things and that would help us to remember our roots and where we came from as a ministry. And, you know, I've been here for 15 years and Michael, I think, for 10 mm-hmm. Years. And, you know, Don was on his way out when we came in. And so there was so much of Don that we didn't get to see and experience, but it's been so neat to just get to learn about the man that Don was. And like you said, in those early days, he was a bulldog. He really was just articulate, and he was a great public speaker. And it was just really neat for us being in the ministry now to look back and get to see and experience Don in those days. And it's helped give us an appreciation for, you know, what we're doing today and the fight that we're continuing to fight. So
our guest today on Exploring Missions is Austin Brooks and M.D. Perkins. They're with the American Family Studios, and we're talking about the new documentary that is going to be released, Culture Warrior, and it's missional. And you just expressed that. Missions always has the root. Now, it started all the way back with Adam and Eve. It especially started with Abraham when he was called out and said, you go where I am, and you're going to be a blessing to all the nations. That's missional.
Yeah.
And a lot of churches, denominations, schools, ministries, missions, they lose mm-hmm. that early, you know, foundation.
Mission drift.
Yeah. And this happens, and this documentary really helps us to know the roots from whence we came, and did a great job doing that, MD.
Well, I appreciate you recognizing our commitment to that, because that really was a major focus for us. You know, I think another thing I would say is that as Christians, history is important to us. You know, the Bible is a history book. It's a recognition. It's not only a history book. We know that, but it is written to us as history. So much of it is a recognition of God and his interaction with his people and their sinfulness, his faithfulness, and all of these things. And so I think it's important for us as Christians to not lose our sense of our own history at different points in time and the ways that God was faithful to us in our own lives. And that's something that is easy to lose track of over time, because people forget, you know, people get older and they either lose some of those connections. A younger generation comes up and they don't remember. You know, you think of the reason that after the crossing over the Jordan River and setting up the stones of remembrance, why do you do those things? So that your children will ask the question, so that then you're prompted to explain to them what happened, and so that they don't forget, and so that those things get passed on. And so we have that opportunity to set up our own stone of remembrance of the things that happened with Don and the many great things that God did through Don and the ministry here.
When you read through the Old Testament, how many times God brings up the past, not to hold it against them, but to remind them,
that's right,
from this is where you've come from, this is what I've done, you need to continue. And sometimes he says, repent and return.
Yeah.
And but praise the Lord, AFA, AFR, American Family Studios are not having to turn back to it, but we're holding to it. And well, that's what we want to do.
That was an amazing thing to actually recognize in the course of this, is how unique AFA is as a ministry, that we haven't lost our way in the midst of so many things that are happening in the culture and society, that we are holding to a lot of those foundational roots, like Austin was saying. You know, you see these threads of Don through so many aspects of the ministry even today. Those the DNA of it is so much set by him, but we can lose our course and our focus on those things. And so it was a good time for reflection, especially with building a new building and you're tearing down some of the old things and you're starting to throw away some things that you've had laying around for a while. And so it's a good time to reflect as a ministry. And so I think in God's providence, all of those things kind of came together, and that was a great timing for putting this project together.
I think another thing that people will hopefully find interesting about the documentary as they watch it on November the 11th publicly on culturewarrior.movie is that you will see the battles that Don was fighting in the 80s and the 90s against pornography and things like that. They're the same battles that we're fighting today. They just look a little different. It's presented in a different way. But that was another thing that we found as we were putting things together and creating the documentary and seeing what Don was doing. It was almost like we just had this realization of like, we're doing the same things that Don was doing. We're just doing them in a different way and applying, you know, his methods just in different ways. And so I hope people recognize that, you know, it's the enemy has been fighting Christianity decade after decade, generation after generation, and it is at its core the same battles. And we emphasize that, the importance of understanding that these were not just fighting flesh and blood. These are spiritual battles. This is spiritual warfare that we're dealing with. And so we really wanted to emphasize that in the documentary.
I just had if you watch a cartoon and that somebody draws a caption and they have a light bulb go off and nothing. Uh-huh. I got an idea. Well, I just had an idea. It might be good for each employee that comes on board at AFR and AFA to watch the documentary and us say, this is what we're about. This is where we came from. You get what I'm saying?
We have actually already talked with HR about that. And okay. They have agreed that, yes, I think
the light bulb had already gone off.
Yes,
okay.
This is going to be a mandatory viewing for all new employees, because anyone that comes on board to work at AFA or anyone who's associated with AFA in any way, it really does give you a picture and an understanding of our foundation and how this ministry got started and why we do what we do.
I couldn't help but think in Israel, what they do before, you know, they draft and they go in, they take a tour of the Museum of the Holocaust before. So those young soldiers that they're having to fight right now while we're broadcasting this, while mm-hmm. we're, you know, recording this, it's going on right now. But they've gone through that site to let them see this is what has happened in the past.
Yeah.
And those stones of remembrance. Think about the Apostle Paul. He would go over his testimony, and Luke would record it three different times in the book of Acts. You know, mm-hmm. yeah. This is where I came from. Having those roots and knowing from where you respond is so important. One other thing I want to show, y'all had plenty of material to pick from.
Yeah.
Again, I think I've told you one of the most enjoyable things for me was the material that you chose and to tell the story. Y'all guys had a lot of material to pick from, because he was on talk shows and everything. Tell us about your decisions on the material.
Yeah, so, early on, putting this project together, part of the complication was that there has not been a complete biography written on Don's life. And so he had written a biography early on that dealt with just the first 11 years of the ministry. So it was a lot of the details of getting the NFD off the ground. And then he had a memoir later that was a reflection on these kind of vignettes of his life. So I had to read through basically every AFA journal going all the way back to 1977 and piece together what are the actual real important moments of this. But you start to realize, like, Don was so active in all of these things, and he was always trying to use media, and so doing broadcasts and things like that. So our movie begins with one of these rallies for decency that happened that the NFD produced. And you know, we didn't have those tapes when we started working on this project. That's another God's providence thing. That was Shan, one of our engineers here, was cleaning out one of the closets over across the street.
In the old building.
Because they were getting ready to destroy the building, and he found this old box that had probably 70 VHS tapes in it. And it had a lot of the the now material explain, that's essential to this project.
I'm interrupting, but explain some of the newer listeners what a VHS is.
Well, it's a box of a black box that has amazing things on it. And if you put it into the right player, it'll work.
Isn't it funny how things change? Yes. But yet nothing changes.
Well, you know, we had to digitize all those tapes, and okay. So we have a personal a staff set up here that are digitizing those tapes in so that we could get them into the computer and be able to edit them. But we learned just how finicky VHS is as a medium. You know, you get all kinds of little breaks and things, and some of those tapes start to degrade over time, so you're not always able to get good picture on them. But, you know, we were able to pull a lot of good material from that box of tapes that Shan brought, and then we found other things and started looking in archives and other places that had news stories and clips about Don over the years, so...
And just to give you an idea of the amount of content, so if each one of those 50 to 70 VHS tapes has anywhere from 2 to 4 to 6 hours of content on them,
yeah, some
and then
them.
We've interviewed 28 people total are represented in the documentary, and we interviewed each of them for about an hour, hour and a half. So we're talking many, many, many hours of content that Michael had to sift through and then piece together in a cohesive story that's, you know, an hour and 47 minutes long. So it is a grueling process.
Toward the end of the documentary, I was watching it, and all of a sudden I saw something I recognized, and it was the church that I pastored for 28 years, and we started having our AFA rallies there.
Yeah.
And we would have it each year, and I looked at that, and I saw, and I had to ask, you know, and I said, yes, it was when Gary Bauer was there.
That's right.
And that's, I brought that up because Brother Don, his connections with other people is deep,
mm-hmm.
You know, and he would not mind working behind the scenes to get things accomplished.
Yeah.
And I do believe it comes across in the documentary. We're talking about Culture Warrior. It's a documentary that is going to be released, and so we're looking forward to it to see what God does with it. Here's what I wanted to make sure we're close to the end. I think God gets the glory. I really do, to see how God could take this one individual, and that one individual could make a big difference in people's lives. Did it make a difference in you guys' life when you saw what Brother Don came from? It even goes back to his childhood, okay? Dumas, Mississippi. Okay, that's about like Wheeler, Mississippi, where I'm from. Nobody's ever heard of it. If you're lost, you know you're there. And, you know, but where God did it bless you?
Absolutely. It was such a blessing, a tremendous inspiration to me to just get to learn about Don and the start of the ministry that I'm now a part of, that have been a part of for 15 years now. It puts a new fire in your belly as an employee and as a Christian. And that's our hope again, is just that people will watch it and will walk away feeling activated and motivated to do something, because we emphasize that as well. Like you said, one person can make a difference, and it matters. It matters what you do with your time and your resources. And so we hope people are encouraged to take what they have and do what they can do for the kingdom.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to Don talk and not be motivated. And that was constantly throughout this process. You know, I loved his commitment to the truth, his desire to make sure that his facts were correct, and to bring that forward in a compelling way, and to make the case. And ultimately, you know, we say it up here at AFA a lot, you know, that God doesn't call us to be successful. He calls us to be faithful. And when that's not just a slogan, but you really understand the faith that he's exercising when he says that I'm going to do this thing because God has called me to do it, and I know it's the right thing to do, and so I'm going to do it, and I'm going to trust that whether or not that feels like it's succeeding, I know it was the right stand to take and the right thing to do. And so, you know, you start to feel that, and you start to understand that as a believer and as a Christian. And so, yeah, I just, like Austin said, you kind of feel this renewed sense of purpose and energy and a desire to stand up and to take action. So, I mean, I definitely felt that working on this project.
Well, I enjoyed all the interviews. I enjoyed being interviewed. But the part that really gripped me was his family, you know, and especially Linda.
Yeah.
She made the entire journey with him.
She did.
And she did it with a smile And when she would bring up memories, and it was very close to her, and you guys captured that. I mean, it was just an interview, and she was speaking, and the camera was on her, but the questions that were asked really gripped, and it really caught. The one that I love is, he said, you know, he's a Southern pastor, you know, from Mississippi, of all things, and he's got this deep Southern accent. I don't understand that. and yet it would catch people off guard.
Yeah.
I think that came across, too, in some of the interviews that you guys brought up when he was in Hollywood or someplace and they was interviewing. Caught him off guard to have somebody that quick and that articulate.
Oh, he was so sharp. And he talks about that. He knew going into a situation, going into a debate, that people were expecting to get that kind of country bumpkin preacher that doesn't know anything. But he was sharp, and he was an intellectual, and he came ready to fight and ready to debate, and he knew his stuff, and he wasn't
purely a reactionary.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people assumed, is that he's just kind of bothered by this, but he had legitimately principled purposes behind his stands.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he would always speak in that way.
Well, I would say this, he was not afraid to go in the lion's den knowing God was
too.
With him.
Yeah.
He would be a David with a Goliath, and he would go. And he would have his five stones ready. Now, if you don't know what that is, tune in the Bible and you'll find out. Yeah, it just took one stone to take care of Goliath, but he had four more in reserve.
Just in case.
Just in case. And that's Don Wildman. And, I look at that. When I look at people, a lot of times what I do, I try to find a Bible character that makes me, who they make me think of. And I think of Nehemiah, who had a vision, but he also had the abilities to get the job done.
Yeah.
Did y'all find that true? He had a vision, but he had the abilities to do what God had told him to do.
I think God had trained Don up, you know, in his upbringing, in his pastoral ministry. He trained him up and created in Don the personality that was necessary to do what God needed Don to do. And he stood in that gap, and he stood up, and he was faithful to the Lord and the Lord's calling on his life. And, you know, God had prepared him for such a time as this, and Don answered that call.
Yeah, and everyone has different tasks. I mean, you know, I don't think I'm telling tales here to say that one thing that Tim said in his interview that we didn't include in the documentary was that Tim said that he himself could not have started AFA, but he could keep it going and follow it in Don's footsteps. Don was uniquely gifted and called to the task that he did.
Well, guys, thank you. Thank you for all of you guys that work in the studios. And it's not the biggest department here, but I want to tell you, it's a hard-working department to get the job done. And I appreciate the zeal and the vision you guys had for Culture Warrior. Tell us again the releases.
CultureWarrior.movie is where you can go to learn more about the project. Look, on November 11th is when it releases to the public, and 2 weeks before that, if you're a Great Commission partner, click on that website and you'll be able to find a way to connect and watch that movie early.
Okay. I just got to ask real quick, got another project in the making?
We're waiting to hear from the Lord on
Okay. Well, thank you guys for being with us. Thank you for listening to Exploring Missions. And we pray that you will be a culture warrior on mission for God.